Joining us now, Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick to talk about where things go from here. Among other things on her resume, Dahlia actually was a legal clerk at the Ninth Circuit at one point. Welcome, Dahlia.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back.
Dahlia, this decision comes from a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court. What exactly is a three-judge panel, and what does that mean for the full court?
Well, that's the way the Ninth Circuit is an enormous court. There are 26 judges on the court. So they don't obviously all of them hear every appeal. They divide all the appeals into three-judge panels. But the court has a provision that allows for a case to go what's called en banc. That means that a big chunk of the court can rehear a case. All 26 judges don't usually hear it. On the Ninth Circuit, it's called a limited en banc review. That means 11 judges can rehear it. But the court itself, all of the court, has to decide to take a case en banc.
Well, if the pro-recall people go ahead, they say they want to appeal this, would they first have to get through the full Ninth Circuit Court, or would they go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court?
No, it looks like not only they can go to the Supreme Court, but it appears from the Ninth Circuit opinion that what the three-judge panel wants is for them to go to the Supreme Court. The sort of subtext of all this, Alex, is this is based on the Supreme Court's decision in Bush v. Gore. Let them clean up the mess about this equal protection hanging chad nightmare that they created several years ago.
Uh-huh. Well, does the Supreme Court have a procedure for expediting a decision like this one? I mean, after all, this election, people have been expecting it in 3 weeks. There already are absentee ballots out there.
Sure. As you'll recall, the Supreme Court was able in Bush v. Gore to simply issue a stay in the Florida recount. And so they can always issue a quick decision and sort of think about it later. That's likely what will happen. The parties are going to appeal to the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court can very, very quickly either stay this decision or decide to hear this case in some fuller fashion. But they certainly have the option to do this quickly before the recall is set to happen.
When you say quickly, how quickly do you mean?
Well, again, in Bush v. Gore, they were making decisions within a matter of days. So certainly they have the ability, the minute an appeal is on their desks, to convene quickly and within a day or two issue some kind of order that can massively affect the outcome in this election.
Do you miss the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on a day like this?
Oh, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is the wackiest bunch of lovable liberals you ever want to meet.
Thank you, Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick, on the decision by the Ninth Circuit Court to delay the California gubernatorial recall vote.